Hello, welcome to episode 41 of the Codfathers Alternative Jukebox Podcast in association with Smile Radio, playing the best alternative music featuring bands and artists that play under the radar of mainstream radio. Susie's put together this week's playlist because me and Dr. Rains, we were out gigging. It really is a cracker of a playlist. If you want to get in touch with me, you can do so by Instagram at TheCodfatherDJ, via the website TheCodfatherDJ.com, or email me TheCodfatherDJ1@gmail.com. So join me for an hour of trivia and music that matters. First up on the jukebox, we have Amiel and the Sniffers. They're an Australian pub punk band who have grown up in very much in popularity since their formation back in 2016. Their energetic live shows and catchy songs gained them stage time at cult and mainstream festivals, they will get it right, across Australia. They've had support slots with King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizards on their American tour in 2018, and they are currently touring Europe, and you can catch them at the Small Ballroom, Newcastle, Wednesday 18th of September. This is Some Mutts Can't Be Muzzled. We'll be right back. So there you go, that was Mercedes Maxis from Bristol Ruckers, The Idols. Apparently there's top five reasons to go and see them. The raucous riffs and tight pants of guitarist Mark Bowen. The chance to do a bit of jumping about on the stage, and they do actually encourage you to do this, with a bit of crowd surfing thrown in. They do impromptu covers of 90s classics. I think Bon Jovi are in there, Living on a Prayer, something like that. Joe Talbot's charisma, intensity and poise as a killer front man. That's a good reason. Feeling of belonging, apparently they like to accept you as part of their family. So, and they are touring, and they've got a couple of UK dates. December the 4th, they're in Manchester at the Academy, and Auto Academy in Leeds on the 5th of December. So there you go. Next up, we do have Sleaford Mods. Apparently there's been a bit of a spat between Idols and Sleaford Mods. I mean, no doubt you'll have read more about that than I have. They're electronic punk, you know, as you know. They're from Nottingham, and they deliver, well, their songs in their usual abrasive, minimalistic musical style. This is Kebab Spider. You're listening to The Codfather with his best online jukebox.
In Django's and the Measure of Limited Release, I blubber at my earliest convenience tea. Hey, the Satin Nights are dog shit, the creme de la creme of feet. Of course we're fucking relevant. It's solid and it's sweet. Oh no, oh no, oh no. They got the experts in. Oh no, oh no, oh no. They let the film stars in. Little slits in asses, don't want you thinking big. The stinky used in new rock shoes and films and all that shit. By indie documentaries, then highlighting no pain. Some documentaries on Channel 4 are only in it for the fame. We ain't shoeshine boys for fakers, bingo pulse with brick and backers. You've had a record deal for nearly 30 years, what do you know about agencies? Looking for jobs and shit wages, make memory alone. Don't justify your TV times, Johnny Ramone, Sid, Kebab Spiders, Easy Riders and Flag Tits. You're just saying it all to look good. You're just saying it all to look good. You're just saying it all to look good. Oh no, oh no, oh no. They got the experts in. Oh no, oh no, oh no. They let the film stars in. Crawl out of your Donna's crown.
No, mate.
You're listening to the Codfather's Alternative Jukebox, and that was Drenge. We Can Do What We Want, three-piece rock band originally from Derbyshire. They relocated to Sheffield back in 2014. The name translates as boys in Danish. Drenge have also toured extensively in the UK and appeared at Glastonbury, Latitude, Reading and Leeds festivals. They've appeared on Later with Jules Holland, and their single Blood Sports was used to advertise British TV show Misfits. So there you go. Right, coming up now, we've got Menace Beach, a five-piece indie rock band from Leeds, West Yorkshire. They formed back in 2012. They're currently on a store tour of Yorkshire's most iconic record stores. So they're playing Jumbo Leeds on September the 7th at 5:30. Vinyl Tap, Huddersfield, September the 8th. That's at 2 p.m. The Bear Tree in Sheffield, that's September the 9th. That's 3 p.m. And Wawa Records in Wakefield on September the 11th, that's at 6 p.m. This is Black Rainbow Sound. That was The Secret Colours and Into You, four-piece from the Windy City of Chicago. Britpop, definitely Britpop influences there, mixed with a bit of psychedelia and some pop fuzz. I really like that, good choice. Not doing a bad job of this, Susie. You know, you might be taking over from Dr. Haynes, much to his disdain, but there you go. Right, I would like to make a quick mention and a big thank you to Darren Bunting at O'Reilly's last night for the awesome gig they provided. Me and Dr. Haynes went down there. Great night, great lineup. There was Knuckle, Catch That Back, and the headlining was the Soap Girls. Absolutely fantastic, they really did take the lid off the joint. Thank you to Danny Rowe for his VIP pass, it was much appreciated. There will be a review, plus photos, that will be on the website. That's www.thecodfatherdj.com. So please go check that out, and remember, you know, these venues, they're putting on live music, you know, use them, or you will actually lose them. So I say, get yourself down, go and support local music, you know, that's what we try and do as often as we can. Absolutely fantastic. Right, moving on, I say, great job down there at O'Reilly's. Right, Temples, you're either on something, or you're not, or you're either on something. They're a trio from Kettering, even. In England, their new album, Hot Motion, will be released on September the 27th, this month. So check this one out. You either run something, or you run to something.
We'll be right back. I suck!
Thick skin. These guys are like a bunch of pussies.
You ready to go?
Fuck off, Patty.
Well, I thought it was pretty good.
So there you go, that was Mystery Lights and Thick Skin. They were formed in 2004 in Salinas, California by Michael Brandon and Luis Alfonso. The fondness for the groups like MC5 and Velvet Underground they decided to join forces and create their own brand of unhinged rock and roll. And they're actually playing Night and Day in Manchester October the 1st, so go down there, check them out. Right, we're moving on to a band called Skin Shape. A band I've never heard of, but there you go. That's the whole point of this show. This is what we try and do. The project of British musician William Dorey. The sound dips into the toes of many different genres, but particularly the 60s and 70s funk, reggae, psychedelia, bit of Afrobeat there, and folk. This is I Didn't Know. You're tuned into the Codfathers Alternative Jukebox. What a great song that was. That was Dope Lemon and Hey You. Dope Lemon is a performance pseudonym of Australian singer-songwriter Angus Stone. And he's also one half of the sibling indie duo Angus and Julia. And he's actually playing at the Manchester Gorilla on October the 2nd. So there you go. Worth checking out. Really like that. Right, moving on. We've got the chats coming up next. The Punk Trio from Oz. We played them a few weeks back. I really love their stuff. And they are actually touring and heading to the UK in December, and you can catch them at the O2 in Oxford on the 1st of December, the Waterfront in Norwich on the 2nd of December, where else are they? Rescue Rooms in Nottingham, 3rd of December, and Brudenell in Leeds on December the 4th. Find out all the other dates, that's at on their website, thechatslovebeer.com. Quality music comes as standard with the Codfather and his alternative jukebox. Check out Identity Theft.
Yeah.
That was Brooklyn Scuzzy Punk Outfit Surf Boat, and that was Trash. Since their inception in 2014, they've gathered a loyal, growing fan base and a lot of media interest due to wildlife performances and provocative videos. So you can check them out on YouTube and all the relevant sites you can find them. Apparently the name Surf Boat is named after a Beyoncé lyric. So please send your answers on an email. What was the song called? Because I've got no idea. And send it to thecotfatherdj1@gmail.com. Like I say, please enlighten me. Right, we're moving on. Up next we've got a post-punk rock band from Dublin, Fontaines DC. They took their name from Al Martino's character, Johnny Fontaine, in The Godfather. The Godfather movie, not The Codfather movie. I wonder who'd play me. Somebody fat, old, bald and ugly, I would have thought, but there you go. They added the initial DC when another LA band had the same name, and the initial DC actually stands for Dublin City. This is Fontaines DC and Big.
Dublin in the rain is mine, a pregnant city with a Catholic mind. Stands those sheets for the birdhouse jail, all mescaline when the past is stale. Dublin in the rain is mine, a pregnant city with a Catholic mind. A slick little boy with a mind of rich, pulling that thread for the next big fix. This, my childhood was small, my childhood was small. But I'm gonna be big, but I'm gonna be big. My childhood was small, my childhood was small. But I'm gonna be big, but I'm gonna be big, but I'm gonna be big. Well, Dublin in the rain is mine, a pregnant city with a Catholic mind. Stamps those sheets for a birdhouse jail, all mescaline when the past is stale, pale. Dublin in the rain is mine, a loose ambassador for all that crime. Slick little boy with a mind of rich, pulling that thread for the next big fix. This, my childhood was small, my childhood was small. But I'm gonna be big, but I'm gonna be big. My childhood was small, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. My childhood was small, but I'm gonna be big, but I'm gonna be big, but I'm gonna be big, I'm gonna be big.
Do you
So there you go, that was Shame and Concrete. They're based in the south of London. The post-punk outfit were formed in 2014. They've gigged with the likes of The Garden and Slaves and have appeared on the Pitchfork Music Festival in Paris. And you can see them at the Lemon Tree in Aberdeen on September the 19th. Right, well, that's about me done for this week. I hope you've enjoyed the show. A big thank you to Dr. Ains, Susie for this week's awesome playlist, Smile Radio, for putting me on air, and you for listening to the best online alternative music going. You can catch this and all previous shows at www.thecodfatherdj.podbean.com. Please go check out the website. There's reviews, there's photos, there's all sorts on that. It's in past episodes on there. Send me a line, send me a message, anything. If you want to be considered for the playlist, send me an original tune to thecodfatherdj1@gmail.com. I've been the Codfather. You've been listening to the Alternative Jukebox podcast in association with Smile Radio. Playing out this week is Swedish punk rockers, the Viagra Boys, with Research Chemicals. I'll catch you next week. Bye for now.
Shit, it's 20 times as strong. You'll know it's working when everything